Text him, we've had no response. Still in bed. Okay, so Jeff Stonebanks is our NGS correspondent. He is also the assistant county organiser and publicity officer for East and Mid Sussex, and he has his own award-winning gardener, a garden, and he has a lovely, lovely dog whose name is Albert.
Good morning, Albert, isn't it?
And that's not in my notes. The rest of it is, because I keep promoting you up to be head county organiser and everything, so she's put assistant county organiser, but I remembered the dog's name.
Well, there you see, most people do remember the dog's name.
That's why most people come to the garden, Jeff. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I'm joking. So, things going well for you?
They are. I've been up since 4:30 this morning, because my own garden's going to open at 11, but...
Oh, wonderful.
Let's focus on the National Garden Scheme first. So, looking at the gardens, they're going to open in July. As always, all the gardens mentioned allow children in free and serve the much-loved homemade tea and cakes, unless I say otherwise. So we'll start July's offerings in northeast Hampshire, where on the first of the month, Berry Court in Bentley will open. It was designed in cooperation with Pierre Rudolph and created from an old farmyard in the continental naturalistic style, making use of grasses in association with perennials. It'll open from 2 until 6 p.m. with entry at £6, and that's on the 1st of July. The second Hampshire offering is a little bit special. It's West Green House in Thackham's Lane, Hartley Wintney. It'll open its gates on the evening of Tuesday, the 28th of July. Excuse me, Marilyn Abbott is generously opening her opera garden, especially for the NGS. It'll open from 7:30 until 10:30, and visitors may take a picnic. There'll be a champagne bar, and the garden will be lit up after dark. This magnificent walled garden is a tapestry of exuberantly planted and lavish herbaceous borders with elaborate potager and parterre. A grand water staircase and Italianate fountain provide a dramatic focal point. Admission here is £12 for this special evening, and here children will pay £4, an event not to be missed. Crossing over into West Sussex, Lordington House in Chichester will open by appointment through July. This is an early 17th century house with walled gardens in the South Downs National Park. Visitors will find clipped yew and boxes, hedges, lawns, borders and fine views, and over 100 roses planted since 2008. Contact details can be found on the NGS website, which I'll remind you of at the end, and entry there will be £4. A brand new garden in West Sussex for 2015 is Whithurst Park, opening on the 18th of July in Plasto Road, Curdford. This is a five-year-old walled garden with many espaliered fruit trees. There are herb and vegetable beds, flower borders. You can also see beehives with a bee border and bee wildlife meadow. And it'll open between 10 and 6, entry £5. That was on the 18th of July. In East Sussex, then, we've got another new garden for 2015, is Lupton's in North Lane, West Hoathly. Two-acre garden with small box parterre, lawns, topiary, shrubberies, etc., herbaceous borders, and it'll open on Thursday, the 2nd of July, between 1:30 and 5:30, for £5. Next up, a diverse group of seven gardens opening Burgess Hill on the 26th and 27th of July, between 1 and 5. The group is a collection of established new and small gardens, some showing what can be achieved over a short period from a blank canvas, others offering a wisteria-clad house, garden packed with plants and wildlife pond, and one that's home to a free-range bantams. All this, plus a new garden in James Lane serving the teas for just £5. Moving finally then into Surrey, and there are three gardens with really useful and inspiring takeaway ideas. At 72 Vale Road in Claygate, Esher, see how a garden takes shape by design. There's a contemporary gravel front garden, and the back garden is curvy to create a sense of gentle enclosure, and is planted with swathes of grasses and perennials. It'll open on Sunday the 5th of July from 11 till 5, and combined admission is £5 with another garden nearby. The second is Pratcham Grange, near Holmbury St Mary, providing ideas for colour-themed and geometric beds. This is a four-acre garden overlooked by Holmbury and Leith Hills. Two ponds are joined by a cascading stream with rose, hydrangea and dahlia beds. And it'll open on Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of July with admission £5. Finally, in Surrey, there's Woodbury Cottage near Reigate, featured in the Garden magazine. This is a jewel of a cottage garden, stepped on a slope and full of themed, colourful diversity of plants, including perennials, annuals and tender varieties. It opens on the 11th, Saturday the 11th, and Sunday the 12th of July, and admission there is £3.50. And for those that haven't yet seen my own garden, it will also open for the NGS this Thursday, the 25th, and again on the 7th of July. As usual, all the NGS openings can be seen on the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk. That's ngs.org.uk. Or alternatively, you can call 01483 211-535 Monday to Friday, or 01483-211-535 Monday to Friday. And just a very quick mention, if I may,
yes,
for the Seaford Mayor's Open Garden Trail, which is what my garden's opening for today at 11 o'clock. And waiting in the garden at the moment is BBC South East Today's presenter Natalie Graham, who's going to cut the ribbon at 11,
wow,
along with the Mayor and local MP Maria Caulfield.
BBC South East Today puts me in the shade then.
No, I know
which side my bread is. How lovely. What a great thing to be part of.
Oh, yeah, and there are 9 lovely private gardens opening, and they'll be up until 5 p.m. throughout the town. If people are interested, just check my own website and you'll find the details there, driftwoodbysea.co.uk. And thanks very much indeed. And I can't believe the next update's for August. Where's the year gone?
I know.
It's depressing. Must be getting old.
Well, I think we are.
All downhill to Christmas now, isn't it?
I know. I wasn't going to say that, Jeff. I thought it was a bit nauseous to mention that word at this time of year, but you did it for me.
Well, Merry Christmas to you both. And everyone else listening, and hello to Natalie, and you better go off and keep her entertained.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.
Have a great day. Bye.
That's Jeff Stonebanks, our NGS correspondent.
The soundtrack to your